Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Irma. Irma right now is located along the north coast of Cuba, currently centered about 175 miles southeast of Key West, Florida, moving toward the west at 9 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are, 125 miles per hour. Irma is a very dangerous hurricane. We're still expecting a north-northwestward turn later today that's going to bring the center of Irma through the Florida Keys, or through the Straits of Florida and through the Florida Keys overnight tonight and early Sunday, and then up near or just offshore of the west coast of Florida on Sunday into Sunday night and early Monday. It's a very dangerous situation that's developing for the Florida Keys and the Florida West Coast. It could see the core of a major hurricane as we expect Irma to strengthen over the warm waters of the Florida Straits and off the west coast of Florida. We have hurricane warnings in effect for much of the Gulf Coast of Florida and for the entire east coast of Florida, including the Florida Keys and Lake Okeechobee. We're very concerned about storm surge. There's a potential for a catastrophic, life-threatening storm surge on the southwest coast of Florida. From Cape Sable to Captiva, we could see 10 to 15 feet of storm surge inundation. That's flooding above ground level. That's certainly enough to drown somebody, enough to put water in the first floor of your home. If you live in this storm surge warning area that's shown in pink on this map and you've been asked to evacuate, please do so. We're expecting significant storm surge all along the west coast of Florida from the Cape Sable area all the way up into the Tampa Bay region, where we could see 5 to 8 feet of inundation. That's affecting millions of people potentially along the west coast of Florida with this dangerous hazard. Irma is going to produce heavy rainfall across much of the Florida Peninsula, 15 to maybe as high as 20 inches, extending all the way up into portions of southeastern Georgia. Hurricane watches have now been issued along the Georgia and South Carolina coast, and with a hurricane watch extended westward and a tropical storm watch now along the Florida Panhandle. So Irma's effects are going to extend up into North Florida as we get into Monday and then into the southeastern United States on Tuesday. And Irma is going to continue to be a heavy rain threat into the Tennessee Valley and the southern Appalachians into the middle of next week. But the immediate concern right now is for anyone in the Florida Keys, southwest Florida. If you've been asked to evacuate, please do so immediately. You do not have much time left before conditions begin to deteriorate, and your life may be at risk if you're in a storm surge zone and you do not evacuate. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 11 a.m. update on Irma.